Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome. Man, listen, I've said this for three episodes, maybe four episodes in a row. When that music gets my ears and I start talking, there's just something about it that just gets me excited. I'm excited. I hope you're excited because today we've got episode number 26 and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is a Tech Flush history moment. We are one day away from the end of school in Bradley County, the district I work in. And we have a phenomenal show today. Today we're going to talk, we're going to honor some people, and it's going to be awesome. So let's get ready to rock and roll. So listen, let's go ahead and introduce my friends. And instead of me introducing them, I'm going to let them introduce you. And so we're going to start from my left, which you can't see that. I love like all these directional things in podcasting because you don't know where I'm talking about. But on my left, let's just go ahead and start here. So let's just start some introductions today.
I'm Shelly Earls.
Hello, Shelly.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. And then we have
Pam Coleman.
And
hey, Josh, my name is Scott Webb. I'm the Instructional Technology Supervisor for Bradley County Schools. It's an honor to be on your program.
Thank you, Scott, for coming. I think this is your second time on the show.
It is my second time. I feel honored to be a repeat guest on your program.
It's really an honor on my side. Thank you for being here. And then we have?
This is Colby Burris, technology coach for Bradley County School System, Cleveland, Tennessee. And I feel doubly honored to be on your world famous Tech Flush podcast.
It's a big honor to have you here. And then we've got a newbie in our presence today. Go ahead and introduce yourself and maybe tell some fun things about you.
My name is Betsy Klim. I'm the newest member of the tech team. I'm a new tech coach for Bradley County Schools. And I'm just so happy to be here.
Yeah, and we're excited for being here. And then we've got the most important guest of all today. I know, we're not trying to make our head bigger. But let's go ahead and introduce ourselves for our big guest today.
I am Teresa Scoggins, soon to be the retired tech coach. And I think this is a three-peat. I'm pretty sure this is my third time on the Tech Push.
I think you're right.
All right, let's just stop right there. We have a conversation. I've been on the show twice. And I don't even have my own mic or headphone. And Teresa's been on it three times.
Well,
I'm just looking for some clarity here because, you know, we've got to talk about job positions and who's doing what next year. And I just need to make sure I have all my facts straight.
Hey, he knows who's got his back.
Well, that was dumb.
That was kind of dumb. I mean, honestly, Scott, I apologize. And I think when we think about my plan going for next year, we're really going to work on those things. And I will be sure to include you in at least one show a month.
Say, listen,
we got to fix it.
Wait a minute, Josh. Maybe it's just because you knew Teresa's retiring, so you wanted to make sure she had three, just because she wanted to make sure. Because we got all next year, Scott can come in.
Good cover, Shelly. Good cover.
I guess
nobody believes that, but I appreciate it.
All right, so listen, we are wrapping up another incredible school year. I know we could count up our years and all those things, and some of us have to use our hands and fingers and toes.
Now, are we going to be doing math on this show?
No, we're not.
Nobody told me anything about doing math on this program.
So let's just talk about real quickly, like a highlight of your year. Let's just kind of round robin as you want to talk about it. What's your highlight of your school year? I know these are big.
Well, I'll go first since nobody else is going to jump in on the mic. My highlight of the year was the opportunity we got to go to TCEA. And just spend time together as a department and learn and grow from the experience that was there. It was, you know, some years are more of a struggle than others. And it seemed like this year there was kind of a struggle for me personally. And I needed that experience of spending time with this group, us going and learning together and growing from that, that really kind of recharged my batteries and almost convinced Teresa not to retire. So it was such a fun time. It was such a great event. And it was really the thing that has really got my juices flowing, looking forward to next year.
I'll go on with that too. But I think the fact that
not just the TCA was a great experience, but I was been able to go back and take what I learned from there into some classrooms and got to work with some kids using those new tools and skills. So I think that was one of my highlights, is just watching kids get excited about technology and how to incorporate that technology into what they're learning in the classroom.
I'll say TCEA was the highlight of my year as well, because that's the first time we've been to a tech conference in 5 years. I think it was 2019 was the last time we went. And it was good to go to Texas, because the last time I went to Texas was when I was turning 13 or 14. But I was born in Texas, just up the road from where we were. So I guess I kind of returned to my old crawling grounds.
I need a sound effect for that.
So for me, like TCA, definitely. But to kind of go another direction with that, it's kind of semi-related, I guess, thematically with Texas, is the whole idea of this year has been really exciting with AI, because at least since I've been a tech coach, I don't know if there's ever been such one concept or one idea that has touched everybody in our district. And so it's been really, really exciting to kind of share, to have communication and just see it evolve. I mean, it's what it was 1 year ago is completely different than what it is today. So that's just a lot of energy there, always exciting new things. I mean, it feels like by the hour there's something new being released, AI, and it's like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And it's just, it's kind of infectious.
Well, y'all took every single thing I had in my head.
That's why you got to go first.
Yeah, I'm like,
come on,
y'all.
Pam.
Well, I tell you what, I would agree with everything that was said at the table. And I would add to that, that our last week that we spent as a team interviewing and working together as a team to find the two best candidates to fill two positions was somewhat of a highlight for me. It further solidified what an amazing team we have, and how the students and just Bradley County are just at every one of our hearts and just the core of what we do. And so I'm honored. I left that table more than once and thought how very blessed I was and how awesome the coming year is going to be. Teresa, we are going to greatly miss you. But it was a highlight to see that whole process come to fruition. So welcome, Betsy and Jason.
And I think before we transition in a second, I think my favorite part this year, because again, like into my second year.
You mean other than podcasting?
Other than podcasting has been awesome. And I think I talk about that every time on the show. Like it's been fun. Like it's a little weird now because you're all looking at me as I'm talking and I feel like I have to think a little more. But I just love being able to throw my voice out there. I love being able to share tips and just, I don't know, it's been incredible. And I really feel like for me coming into the end of the school year, I just feel like more comfortable in this role. I feel more comfortable in the things that I'm doing. And really, I can thank all of you for that. So Betsy, that's one thing to look forward to. This team is going to be incredible and they're just going to support you. We're going to support you. It's just going to be a phenomenal year. We're looking awesome for that. And so for all those fun things, here we go. That's for you guys. Thank you. All right. So coming up next, we're going to keep the show a little short today. Nothing too long, because I know some of us in the room like to talk a whole bunch, not to talk about these two to my left and right.
Why are you looking at me while you say this?
I don't know where to look. That's normally
but
I look when I talk.
You're not on his left or right, so wasn't talking.
Colby, listen, you're right across from me, and normally when I sit here at the desk, and I run the show, I look this way. And you're just, I don't know, it feels
you're
awkward.
You're his inspiration.
That's right.
That was dumb.
So we're having fun with the sound effects. So listen, we're coming up. Teresa's retiring. We've honored her today. We had a phenomenal lunch today provided
yes, thanks,
by
Scott. It was wonderful.
Scott, the director of Bradley County Schools for Technology. Thank you, sir.
No, I said that, when we had our little luncheon earlier, but it's always one of the highlights of my day because it's an opportunity for us to get to spend time with each other and not worry about the next thing that has to be done on the list. It's just about supporting one another, being there for one another and building a community. I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of that we've been able to do, is that we really have a team, a community of people that are focused on helping kids and helping teachers and helping one another, because without any of that, none of this, you know, it really doesn't make any difference or doesn't move us forward as a district. And that's what I'm most proud of, that that these people really do care for one another and really do care for our people and are willing to do, put in the work. Sometimes the tireless long hours of work that has to happen in this job. But we do it because we love to serve and we love kids and we're all educators and we want to, you know, see it give us the most benefit in the district. So very, very proud of days like today because it does show, you know, the growth and what we've been able to accomplish in this department.
I would like to point out that Scott is not to your right or left.
He's straight. I'm looking right at you, big boy. Right at you. Eyes are all focused. Just a reminder that in the morning we'll be assigning schools and talking about that. So we want this conversation to be as positive as possible because I'm taking notes.
Let's go racing.
All right. So listen, let's get staying on track here. I'll wash your car later, Scott. But listen, so Shelly and Teresa, last time they were on the show, we talked for an hour and a half. I felt like longest episode in the history of the Tech Flush. So we're going to try to keep today a little short.
Are you saying we talk too much?
Never said that. It was just the longest episode in the history of the Tech Flush history. So, Teresa, I know we're coming up on an end here. I'm going to greatly miss you because I've known you before I got into this position. I can remember being at Achille Middle and needing some help on, I won't say the word because the rest of you are not going to like it. But I was working on this system with iPads and
it is an F word followed by waves.
And I just remember like you being able to, hey, listen, let's Zoom. Like that would be so much easier. Let's just Zoom together. We can have a quick little thing during your planning. And it just really set that tone of like who you are and telling me like, hey, I will meet you where you are. I can call you, we can Zoom, all those fun things. So I just appreciate you from being there when I wasn't a tech coach to where I am now and just that support. So from me, I appreciate you. But don't worry, I'm still going to call you and I'm still going to want to talk to the detective. So
all right,
it's still going to happen.
We'll do.
Now, let's kind of open it up. Is anybody else, like, we're kind of reminiscing here. Does anybody else have anything they want to, like, I don't know, a fun little story, anything we want to put out there in the air to record that?
Oh, goodness. I was cleaning out my filing cabinet today at one of my schools and reliving the last 16 years or so of memories as a tech coach. And then it pops up on my Facebook memories, a chair from my third grade classroom at Oak Grove that had my name on it from when I revisited Oak Grove as a tech coach. And I was like, oh, okay. I kind of feel like we've come full circle. But in cleaning out that filing cabinet, I was reminded of, oh my goodness, the journey we've had and what we have gone through from the white computers with the giant monitors to
printing emails so you can save them for later.
Yes, I threw away some emails because they were crucial. And then I found the email that was discussing why our email inbox was so limited because you could only keep like 10 emails back then and that was it. You maxed out.
If that were
the case today, I'd max out before the day was over. But we went from not having Wi-Fi, not having devices, all the way to every student in Bradley County having a device now to use, whether it's an iPad or a Chromebook. And I'm so excited about AI, and I really do hate that I'm retiring because the future of education looks amazing with all the possibilities that are out there and how quickly it's multiplying. I'm so excited about that. And I'm so excited that our students are going to have a device to access those tools and prepare for their future. It just gives me goosebumps to think about that long journey and all the fights and things that we had to go through to get to where we are now. And then I start realizing, yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, especially I feel like you've been around the block, especially in this job, because when you talk about like printing emails or the things that you guys, you know, you did when you originally started this position. Yeah. Like, those are things I never had to deal with. Like, I don't, why am I going
to
print an email?
We had to install software for these programs and like seeing CDs and things with times attack and multiplication songs and all kinds of crazy stuff that I'm like, I don't even have anything to play this on now. But it's amazing to think about how far we've come. And then just over the past few years, it seems to have been on hyperspeed. So I can't wait to see what the future holds. And I think our department, because it's still our department until tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I think this department is going to be so much stronger with Jason and Betsy on board. Y'all did an amazing job picking out from a huge pool of candidates, and I feel like they are going to be the missing puzzle pieces for this team. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and Jason couldn't be here. We got Jason Viviano, Jimmy, a tech coach. We've got Betsy Clem. We've got here. It's just going to be some awesome things, and it's just going to be incredible what we can do. I'm really excited about that. But you know what I'm really excited about? Summer. It's here. I think we've all worked really hard. We're ready for that break, even though that break's going to be about June, and then people start calling you about July. But it's all good and all those things. We're cool. Awesome. Colby, you're looking at me again. You got something?
Well,
what we got?
I felt like you set me up for what I was thinking in my mind is I'm so excited for the summer. Like, you know, everybody's summer plans, like, to relax, but also I think us especially, but all teachers secretly are, they may not admit this, are excited for the next year because they have their ideas of things they want to do different. It's just in the day-to-day part of the school semester, it's sometimes hard to go on those new adventures that you have ideas and plans for. So I really like the summer because it's a great time to really stew and marinate on those ideas and try to make them come to fruition. And so that's what I'm excited about summer. Like I'm excited for hopefully sleeping in a little bit, you know, and going on some trips here and there and spending some family time, but also just, you know, having that little extra time to devote to just thinking about how do we refine our craft? What are we bringing new next year? So I find that really exciting, really energizing as we look forward to tomorrow at 3 o'clock for that summer break to begin.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think summer's an awesome time to just to be present, hang out more with family, do all those vacation things, but also kind of to reset yourself and dive in, research some things, figure out what you're going to do at the beginning of the year and how you're going to really support teachers, students, things that we really enjoy. So, all right. Well, cool. Any last words? Scott, you've been kind of quiet over there.
Just hammering away, man. Working.
Still working. All right.
Shooting out some emails, some text messages, trying to keep us aligned. No, I'm super excited. Listen, you know, I said earlier today that, you know, we're never going to be able to replace somebody like a Teresa Scoggins, what she's done for this department and, it's irreplaceable. You know, we've hired some good people that are going to help take us in a different new direction. And we're excited about those. But, you know, when you have somebody that's has her skill set and has her knowledge and her passion for kids and for teachers, you have to try to replace that in multitude of ways. You just don't find one person to do that. But, you know, and we're happy for Teresa and we're happy for her and look forward to continuing to celebrate her and see her come back to luncheons and things like that. We got to see Lisa Borders today, a former tech coach who retired a couple of years ago. And it was, you know, so it's exciting to keep them as part of the family. And anytime I have a Google spreadsheet question, I know exactly where to call. And, me and her husband actually talked about that a little bit today. She's probably the go-to in spreadsheets for a lot of people.
Betsy Clem is your person.
All right. Well, I have a new spreadsheet person.
There we go.
So that's a positive. That's a net positive. We still have a spreadsheet person, but it's, you know, but we are excited. I will, you know, kind of follow up what Pam said. It's, hiring is probably one of my most favorite things to do as a supervisor and one of my least favorite things to do because there are so many talented people out there and to make sure that you're making the right choice and picking the right people is an important decision. And I think I'm very confident that we have picked the right people and that they're going to elevate us in a way that and give us a skill set that we don't already have on this team. And that's how you continue to develop and grow and build. So we're excited about where we've come and we're excited about where we're going. I do think there's a renewed energy in this group that will be felt across the school system. And that to me is exciting. And that's, you know, me personally, that was what I was looking for. What can we do next? How can we continue to elevate? We've made so many changes. Like Teresa said, it's been a warp speed from being one of the technology deficient systems in the state to being just flushed with it. And I did think we needed a year to kind of pause and catch our breath. And I really think that's what this year's been. It's hard to say that when we've been throwing AI out and all this other stuff that's been happening. But I did think it was important for us as a school system and as a department to give everybody a chance to take a deep breath, exhale, and understand where we're at, be comfortable where we're at before we can take the next step. And I'm excited about where the next step's going to take us. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be all those things. But in the end, it's rewarding because we're seeing positive impacts in our schools.
Hey, and speaking of flushing things, It's part of the time of the show that all everybody looks forward to. This is the best part of the whole show. And so it's time for the tech flush tip of the day. Okay. And so today we're going to kind of put some people on the spot here. So Teresa, tech flush tip of the day. What do you got for us today?
All right. I've got something that deals with human intelligence. Okay. Because that is a thing. Human intelligence tip of the day is what I would call this. Stay curious, because curiosity means you're always learning. You're always failing, hopefully forward. But if you're not failing and making mistakes, you're not really learning. And while I see the end in sight, I really just see the beginning in sight. Because I'm retiring, but I will always be a teacher at heart, and I will always love technology and learning, and I'm always going to be curious. I was the kid that was in trouble in kindergarten because I was too curious, and I'm still that way, but that means I'm always learning.
Love it. That's the best tip of the day.
And for technology,
oh, we got more. Wait a minute.
Oh, we got a bonus
minute.
One.
Wait a minute. We got a bonus. Hang on. Bonus.
Is that what they call a double flusher?
Okay. If you are retiring or leaving Bradley County, be sure you use the Google Transfer tool or Google Takeout if you need anything that you need to save, and find out what's attached to your school email.
Are you for real?
I am for real. Find out what's attached to your school email so that you can change over any subscriptions you might have to a different email address. And that's it. I am logging off.
Man, what turned out to be just a bunch of banter that I didn't prepare for, and I just wanted to get us together as a group one last time for the school year, has been phenomenal. Great tips, great remarks. I think this group is just, you guys are just phenomenal. I think this has been an incredible episode. So as we start winding things up, y'all have any last words? Man, we are just ready for summer.
What?
Ready. What?
Yeah, you didn't even give us a chance to speak up. I just want to say thank you for having us on this podcast. And I want to say that we're so proud of you with this podcast, genuinely. Like, you've gone and created something pretty amazing here for teachers in Bradley County Schools and throughout the world. And I'm so excited to see you growing the podcast and picking up the number of subscribers and
we got four of them now.
You're going big, man. You're making a difference. Good on you, man.
Yeah, Josh, thank you for having us today.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
We just love our time together.
Thanks for coming. I think I've just enjoyed it. And a really big shout out to everybody that's kind of helped me be in this spot. So if we're going to toot people's horns, don't toot mine. It's just the people that's let me be here. But listen, before we wrap up, remember, you can follow me on Twitter, Josh_Morris. We've got Teresa Scoggins. You can follow her on Twitter.
What's Twitter?
Colby.
What's Twitter?
And listen, if y'all are going to follow anybody on Twitter, you can follow Colby, okay? At XlissCBurris. XlissCBurris. Follow him. He follows some phenomenal stuff out there. Just incredible. Y'all can find the rest of this out at the technology website, which is bcstechnology.org, the website bit.ly/techflush. And you can listen to this podcast and all your big things. So listen, thank you for coming. It's been phenomenal. And until next time, we'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.